It's time for Prospector's Briefs. Prospector's News Briefs. Thank God. On Rock 107.
Two WWE wrestlers are being quarantined for possible coronavirus, so I guess we can rule out steroids as a cure. The Eagles have postponed their Hotel California tour. The reason? I can't tell you why. Netflix is launching a $100 million coronavirus fund, which works out to about a dollar for every documentary it has about serial killers.
Quicker than Disney will sue you for using Mickey's likeness. Prospector's Briefs. Tune in same time tomorrow for more of Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
I need to think about something else. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and since March is Dolphin Awareness Month, and we all need a break from the pandemic, let's check out the top surprising facts about dolphins. A dolphin can leap up to 20 feet in the air, just like you when your wife catches you on the computer late at night. Scientists say they probably don't dream, but if they did, they'd dream of Jason Momoa just like the rest of us. With their high-pitched, rapid chirping noises, they can communicate with other dolphins and Yoko Ono. The top surprising facts about dolphins. A dolphin spends most of its life holding its breath, so they have no idea how bad Post Malone smells. They have such long memories, they still haven't forgiven George Lucas for the Star Wars prequels. Their favorite book? The Porpoise-Driven Life. Top surprising facts about dolphins. Dolphins have belly buttons, and the slutty ones have it pierced with silver studs. Some dolphins live in rivers. Those are the ones that smoke tobacco and play the harmonica. And the top surprising fact about dolphins, they often get booed. Oh, sorry, thinking about the Miami Dolphins there.
Binging on TV. This virus is skeevy. All of the kids bored out of their heads. Put this booze in the blender. Had it since December. Now I'll keep drinking till I hit the bed. Wasting away again in Quarantinaville. Feel like I'm just locked in a vault.
Vault.
Some people claim that Obama's to blame, but I know not his own damn fault.
It's starting to get real. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Earlier this week, I was gushing about all the silver linings I was finding. Oh, the upside of this downtime. And yeah, I did find some silver linings. There are some things I'm truly enjoying. But basically, being inside the house all day with my wife and stepdaughter, it isn't all roses. The cracks are starting to show. Earlier, I was saying how nice it was to hear Allie, my stepdaughter, working from home. Now, I want to set up a spare bedroom as a home office for her. Get her out of my hair. Like many people, she's set up in the dining room, which means I hear her work all day as I try to watch TV. Yeah, I know, first world problems to be sure, but to me it's an issue. I'm glad she's here, I'm glad she's safe, I'm glad she's working, but you know, I'm trying to watch Friends. My wife's tolerance of my chewing is growing thin. Look, if I'm not on the air some morning soon, she's killed me and hidden it well from all the lessons she's learned watching Snapped marathons. Call the police. People always say, it's the little things. Oh, it's the little things. Oh, the little things. I'll say this. It's the little things driving me nuts. Little things, like not crushing cans and plastic bottles before they go in the recycling bin, then complaining how fast the bin fill ups. You're throwing away air. You want more room? Crush the stuff. Little things, like lights left on in rooms that no one's in. Do we have a windmill I don't know about? Electricity costs money. Shut it off. Little things, like throwing something away, but then not closing the lid on the trash can and walking away. One of these times, I'm going to toss that trash all over the effing kitchen. You don't care about the smell? How about now? But all in all, we're actually getting along. But I am learning that absence makes the heart grow fonder, while closeness breeds contempt. Stay safe.
Time for shower thoughts on Rock 107. Those moments of clarity we all have in the shower.
There's no need to worry about school zone speed limits for the near future. It's crazy to see what products don't sell, even when the stores have been ransacked. I wonder if the coronavirus quarantine and preventative isolation will spark the next baby boom.
Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107. Good morning. I'm Prospector. Time to talk to the biggest name in comedy, Kostaki Economopoulos, joining us for some NFL quick snaps. What's happening, man?
Tom Brady is headed to Tampa. Because of his advanced age, there will be a no visitors policy for him there.
Sure.
Good news for Tom Brady, there's no state income tax in Tampa. Bad news, he has to buy an El Camino.
Ah!
Bucks coach Arians said before committing to Jameis Winston, he wanted to see what was behind door number two. He was very open about that.
Yeah.
It turns out the answer is Tom Brady. It's a pretty good door number two.
Yeah, man.
I wonder what was behind door number three, an actual goat? Wah, wah. And this week, Robert Kraft bought a full-page ad thanking Tom Brady in the Tampa Tribune. Big spend for a guy worth $6 billion. How much is a newspaper ad in 2020 during a global pandemic? I'm guessing around the same price as a Florida handy.
Oh,
good night.
Kostaki Economopoulos joining us, the biggest name in comedy, for some NFL quick snaps right here on Rock 107.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea brain, mouth breather, or cretin.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yambag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Nominee number one.
I expect we'll hear a lot more people blaming crimes on coronavirus soon. There's a 70-year-old guy named Alvin Rementer in St. Petersburg, Florida. In late January, he pawned his 2000 Chevy Silverado for $1,500. Well, around 7 o'clock on Saturday, Alvin went to the pawn shop with his spare key and stole his car. A cop spotted it and pulled him over. And Alvin admitted he stole his own car because he was, quote, freaked out over the corona and overall situation. He was arrested for felony grand theft auto.
Nominee number two.
With all the work EMTs are doing right now, they really don't need stuff like this. On Sunday at around 1:30 in the morning, someone stole an ambulance that was parked in front of a hospital in Philadelphia, and then they took it for a joyride. Look, that's already bad enough, but apparently they didn't realize that an EMT was still in the back of the ambulance. When the EMT figured out what was happening, he called 911 and then jumped out of the moving ambulance. He was treated for cuts and bruises at the hospital, and the cops eventually found the ambulance abandoned in a parking lot at a mall. So far, the cops haven't made any arrests.
Nominee number three.
Self-medicating can be very dangerous. After reading that researchers suspect chloroquine phosphate might be useful in treating COVID-19, an unidentified Arizona man and his wife ingested the drug in hopes of treating the virus. While the drug is already used to treat malaria, it's also the main ingredient in fish tank cleaner. And that's where this couple took the drug, with fish tank cleaner, according to authorities. The man has died and his wife is in critical condition. Although President Trump mentioned the drug's potential during a news conference last week, the FDA has since noted it is not approved for the treatment of coronavirus. And when it is, it certainly won't be coming in the form of fish tank cleaner. And the winner, the couple who ingested fish tank cleaner in an effort to fight off coronavirus. You guys are the yam bags of the day, and we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Stay tuned for more nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day right here on Rock 107. 9 to 5, no repeat workday. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector, and before I go, I need to make amends.
I'm sorry, dear.
I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning.
Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes.
I am sorry for saying Gwyneth Paltrow says we should spend quarantine learning a language. I agree. I'm going to learn how to say shut up, Gwyneth, in French. I apologize for saying Ford is now donating parts for use in making respirators. They have only one condition. All the respirators have to have a decal of Calvin peeing on a Chevy logo. And finally, I'm sorry for saying former Bachelor Colton Underwood has coronavirus. But if he can finish The Bachelor without a burning sensation, I'm sure his immunity can handle this. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. I will strive to do better on Thursday morning. Miss any of today's show? Check out the Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or download at rock107.com. Neil Trama up next with the 10 at 10 on Rock 107.
Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.